Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb with special guest Eugenia Bone and a very special guest, Eric Holdo. Chef Eric Holdo, who's usually here. I can't bust him on. It's our other show he doesn't show up for.
He was gone last week.
Well, that's all right. Anyway, it's National Applesauce Day today and National Applesauce Cake Day today. It's also National Drive-In Theater Day. And for those of you who still know, and it is also National Fishing and Boating Week for those who love to eat the denizens of the deep. Without further ado, now that we know what's going on this week in culinary, Chef Eric, would you please take it away?
Absolutely. So welcome to the show, first of all.
Thanks, Eric.
This is this will be an easy time just talking about these great recipes, and let's actually get them started, because I know we've got a few things that are going to braise for a while. So,
yeah.
But let's talk about the four recipes. First, we're going to do, a ricotta?
Right. Well, it's not really ricotta, right?
Right.
I mean, it's curds, mm-hmm. but the curds are a great substitute for ricotta in dishes.
Okay.
Ricotta means ricotta, so twice cooked,
right.
And we're just going to cook this milk once, so
okay.
That's why it's curds.
Okay.
But it's just as good. I mean, it's good in a different way.
So we're going to use a product of that, which is the whey.
Yeah, yeah.
Which the whey is the liquid, if I remember correctly, the liquid after you curdle and drain milk.
Right. After you drain the curds,
right.
Yeah, you have this sort of thin, milky stuff that's
right.
really protein-rich, and a lot of people end up throwing it out, which is a, tragedy.
Right.
Tragedy.
Absolutely. So what are we going to do with that, with the whey?
Well, you can do a lot of things with it. They're great mashed potatoes. It makes them really silky and fabulous. But we're going to braise pork in it. So you know this Italian recipe, it's Tuscan. They pork cooked in milk.
Yeah.
You don't see it much in food magazines
right.
because when you cook the milk, it curdles and it looks like the dish looks like a baby vomited all over it. So it's not really.
I'm glad you said that. Ordinarily, I'm the one that's slammed.
It's not ideal for the food magazines, right? But if you do it with whey, you don't have any curds
no
like that. And so it's this, you just cook it down. It's the silky milk product that gives you that tender, tender sweet pork.
Excellent.
So that's what we're going to do.
Very cool.
And coupled, So it's like using the byproduct or the waste stream. Really.
So you make your cotta,
curds,
your
really.
Curds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your curds, and you'll be able to serve those in some way separately.
Yeah, like any capacity you use ricotta in,
okay.
like for baking or for, garnishing a dish. And it holds. You can make ricotta cream, whipping it up with
sure.
some sugar and stuff, and it'll hold in the fridge. You can make little cannolis,
right.
Whatever your bag
like
is.
That.
And then, so it holds for really, I don't know, 6 days or something, 5 days in the fridge.
Then after that, we're going to go on to some mussels.
Yeah.
We got a few pounds of mussels sitting over there ready to
I see you looked at me when you said mussels.
Well,
I was thinking
these are
of
really
slugs.
Oh, was that what it was?
That's when I looked at you.
All right, well, I'm just curious.
No. So what are we going to do with the mussels?
So, the steamed mussels is a really quick, easy dinner, and it's yummy. And so we're going to just do a steamed mussel dish. But when you steam mussels, you know how you always get that broth that's left over? And you
yeah.
put a little bit in the bowl when you serve it. But, cool. There's always more.
Right.
Well, that stuff is fat. So
yeah,
that's
it is.
Gold,
Yeah, it
you
is.
Use that stock in all kinds of capacities. I mean, you can boil, scallops in it and make a wonderful tasting salad. But I like to boil pasta in it. It has to be thin pasta,
yeah.
like thin spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
If you use something like angel hair, it'll knot up. And if
uh-huh.
you use thick regular spaghetti, it's too weedy. So you need
right.
that thin spaghetti. But it absorbs the stock.
Huh.
And that's the flavor of the pasta. The pasta throws off some starch, which gives it a little sauce, and that's it. You put some herbs on top, boom.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's get started.
So that's the next day. Okay.
What do we start with?
Let's do the ricotta first so we get that whey on hand to get some poaching.
All right. So we probably
Excuse
need
me, can I weigh in here for a moment?
Oh, no, I knew it.
I've been waiting to use that line.
Eugenia,
now I noticed you had some familiarity with Italian cuisine. And there's a reason for that, because you co-authored a book in your, I think it was your second book, with your father.
Yes, Edward Giobbe. So he's wrote his first book of Italian cooking in 1971. And he's been at it a long time. He's 88 years old. He cooks two meals a day. And it's fantastic learning from him, because now he's cooking for old age. But it's, it's Italian cuisine, but he's really thinking about what's right for his body at 88. And Yeah, it's just
wow.
It's
that was
cool to have that relationship, you know.
It really is. Chef Eric and I, we kind of work together on a cookbook, and we're still talking. And I think that's absolutely amazing. So it's good to see that you and your dad are still talking.
You know, we've gotten closer over the years, and really food has brought us closer. You know, it's a great, in a way, food was the way I got into the greater world. You know, I'd learn about new places and meet new people. But at the end of the day, it brought me closer to the people in my own family. It's this interesting kind of inversion of what I expected the food world to bring.
Well, now you live in New York now? Is that?
I do. My primary residence is in Lower Manhattan, and my
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's wild and woolly.
Is that considered ITP or OTP? I
don't know. Oh, yeah. Well, there's people who say they get a nosebleed when they go north of 14th Street.
Well, yes, I can imagine. I can imagine. But you also have a secondary.
And then I have a cabin in Colorado, which is great. My husband's originally from Colorado Springs. And that's where we hunt mushrooms. That's where I got into mushrooms, because the Rocky Mountains are just full of porcini.
I've heard that.
And chanterelle.
Colorado has a lot of mushrooms.
Well, Eric found a lot of mushrooms when he was going to college.
They called them
protein shakes.
No.
I don't know what they were, yeah. But man, they were a riot after they had a few of those.
No. Oh, sure. No. Lots of giggling. No. Yeah. Some mushrooms make you giggle. There's no question about that.
All right, so what are we doing with our...
All right, let's move on.
Yes.
So if we're going to do this ricotta to make... let me check the quantities... To make one cup of this ricotta or curds is what it really... But let's just call it ricotta for our own purposes, right? To make one cup, we need 4 cups of whole milk. But you can do it with skim milk. You can do it with goat milk. You can do it with sheep milk. So you can do it with a combination. You can do it with raw milk if you get it. This is, like, seriously forgiving. So I'm going to put 4 cups in a saucepan, and we're going to bring it to, rather slowly, we're going to bring it to 185 degrees. So that's why I've got this little thermometer thingy.
Okay.
But there are some visual cues, so I can show you that. So we're going to do, I'm going to start out kind of high and then turn down the temperature so that we don't boil the milk.
Right. So is at this point, are we looking to get it to a scald or below?
Yeah,
that?
It's kind of like a scald. You know, it's you're going to get the milk to the point where it's got little bubbles around the edge,
okay.
But it's not boiling. So
right.
Like 185 degrees is, I guess that would be a scald,
yeah.
Right? Because when you tip the pan, once it hits 185, there's a skim, a little skim of milk on the bottom.
Oh, yep, okay.
Right.
So yeah, that would be... A scald.
That would be a scald. Okay. So we're scalding the milk. Thanks for explaining that.
Yeah, no worries.
As opposed to scolding the chef.
So this should take about how long?
I don't know how long it takes. It's not going to take that long.
Okay. That's a precise answer. I like that.
I can't remember.
No,
you know,
okay.
Maybe about 5 minutes.
So
yeah, it's not too much.
Then after we bring it up to a scald, then we're going to add a curdling agent of some sort.
Right. So. What we're going to do is we're going to take it off the heat. We're going to turn off the heat in this case. And then we add, for every 4 cups of milk, we add... Oh, you know what? I can put some salt in here, too.
Sure.
Let's just do that.
Let's go get you some salt.
But for every 4 cups of milk, we're going to add 2 tablespoons of white distilled vinegar. But you can use, like, white wine vinegar. You could probably use lemon juice. In fact, I know you can use lemon juice. And then the curds happen. The fats separate, and, you'll see it. It's a pretty cool, we'll describe it when it's happening. It's like a science class. Yeah.
Exact measures.
There you go.
Absolutely. So, all right, so when we've got about a minute and a half in this segment, so during the break, we'll bring it up to a scald. But let's talk about the process then after that. So we take it off.
Right.
We add the vinegar, and that was, we said, about 2 tablespoons of that. Then what are we going to do with it?
So then we're going to watch the curd separate from the whey, which is really fun to do. And then once it looks like it's not separating anymore, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's not moving around, creating curds. Then we're going to pour it through a sieve that's lined with cheesecloth.
Okay. And that's going to leave behind the curds.
Right. It's going to capture the curds.
Curdling. Right?
Curdling curds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, that's where curds comes from, is the curdling process, right? So we've curdled the milk, we've drained it, and that resulting product, that's the liquid that's left, that's drained out, is the whey.
That's the whey, yeah.
And the curds are what's going to be in the cheesecloth.
And she will show you the whey when we come back.
Oh, boy.
She is, of course,
it's Eugenia
Bone, her smash book, Kitchen Ecosystem. And there's more to it. See, these people with these books, why don't we call it Kitchen? No, it's Kitchen Ecosystem, integrating recipes to create delicious meals. All right, that's the rest of it. Anyway, you've got to have it, a must-have. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. What better way than with Chef Eric, Chef Eugenia, and the good crack staff here at Cook's Warehouse and Fashionable East Cobb.